Check, check, 1-2, check, 1-2. Grizzlies baseball live in 20 minutes. Good afternoon, fans, and welcome back to Grizzlies Baseball from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. Game 4 of a six-game set between the hosting Visalia Rawhide and your Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies lead the series 2-1 after an 11-2 trouncing yesterday, last night, here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 11 runs on the power of 3 home runs, won by Blake Wright, his second of the year. Also, Felix Tena knocked one out of the park. And yesterday's ball game, Caleb Hobson hit one out as well. So, Grizzlies look to stay hot, just as hot as the weather. I've got 97 degrees on my watch, and we are going to bring you some Grizzlies baseball. So if you're a Grizzlies fan, you can hope for more of the same from what you saw in yesterday's ballgame as the Grizzlies look to try to keep pace with the San Jose Giants. 7 games back currently in the California League Northern Division standings. And Visalia Rawhide, they come in the thick of a playoff race as well. 2 games back of Lake Elsinore in the California League South. Overall, the teams come in with a Visalia right at 500, 61-61. The Grizzlies knocked them down to 500 last night. We'll see if they can push them under 500 this evening. And the Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 64-58, looking to improve that overall record and second half record as well. So we'll take a look at the starting lineups in just a minute here. Also take a look at your starting pitchers. Today, the Grizzlies throwing right-hander McCade Brown. Brown, the tall right-hander, fastball throwing right-hander. He will go up against Casey Anderson on the other side of the diamond. Anderson comes into this game with a record of 4-5, 7.06 earned run average. He's started 21 games, also been in 21 games, 85 innings pitched this year. He's given up 72 hits, 51 runs, 36 of them earned, 7 home runs. We'll hope to see the Grizzlies tack a few more on this evening. He's also hit 12 batters, and he's got an opponent average of .233 with 96 strikeouts. So Grizzlies looking to avoid the K this evening. On the other hand, the Grizzlies are going to toss out their right-hander, McCade Brown. McCade Brown comes in with an 0-1 record with an 8.0 earned run average. He's been in 4 games, but he is on his way back from injury. McCade Brown, of course, undergoing Tommy John surgery during the offseason. Brown, his last time out, was fantastic. 2 innings pitched, 4 strikeouts. He faced one more than the minimum in a 12-7 loss against Stockton. He took the no decision. The game before that, he took the loss in a tough luck loss as he gave up 1 run, but the Grizzlies weren't ever able to come back against Stockton back on the 20th of August. They lost that game 8-3. We'll be back with starting lineups, national anthem, and first pitch here on the Bally Live app, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and Stream Guys. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
lineup cards being exchanged at the plate between the managers and the umpires. Today's umpires, the home plate umpire Caleb George and Zach Hovich, speaking with the managers Steve Solis for your Grizzlies and home manager Dee Gardner for the Visalia Rawhide. We'll take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Visalia Rawhide, leading off and playing left field, Anderson Rojas. Batting second, playing shortstop, Christopher Torin. Batting third and playing second base, back at second base this evening, Demetrio Crisantes. Angel Ortiz plays right field and bats fourth. Drew Jones bats fifth and plays in center. Kenny Castillo doing the designated hitting and batting sixth. Ben McLaughlin at first base will bat seventh. Ruben Santana playing third base, batting eighth. And Adrian De Leon doing the catching and batting ninth. And he'll be catching Casey Anderson, the right-handed pitcher for the Rawhide. And now, your Toyota starting lineup, Steve Solis's Toyota starting lineup. Batting first, Aiden Longwell playing first base. Batting second, Caleb Hobson out in center field. Coming up third, Braylon Wimmer at shortstop. Blake Wright has homered in his last two ball games, his first two professional home runs. Batting cleanup and playing third base. Tommy Hopfe makes his second career start, second start in a Grizzlies uniform since being drafted from the Diamond Dogs at Fresno State. He'll start in left field. Felix Tena, the hero of last night, doing the designated hitting, he gets a night off from the field, but you can't keep that hot bat cold as he bats sixth. Luis Mendez playing second. He'll bat seventh. Ben McCabe doing the catching this evening, batting eighth. And Jason Hinchman playing right field and batting ninth. And again, McCabe will be catching McCade Brown. Brown, again, with that electric fastball the last time we saw him in Fresno. He looked spot on. He had pro-level stuff the last time we saw him, hitting 96 on the gun and hitting all of his spots, striking out four and only facing seven batters in the 12-7 loss this past Sunday. So again, welcome, fans, wherever you may be, however you're listening, live from Valley Strong Ballpark. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. Thank you so much for joining us. A hot afternoon as it's 97 degrees on my watch. We'll see what the official score says at first pitch. But I'm saying 97 degrees, and doesn't matter what the temperature says on my watch, it's hot. And I think if you're from the Valley, you're used to this, which I am. But, yeah, we can still talk about it every now and then. We are just about to be underway here. Just over 2.5 minutes left on that time clock. And again, we'll take you around the California League standings. First, the standings for the visiting Visalia Rawhide. They're sitting two games back from Lake Elsinore. Lake Elsinore, of course, hosting Modesto. Those two squads are separated by one game in the overall standings. Modesto comes in at 67-54, while Lake Elsinore at 66-55 overall. The second half, however, Lake Elsinore's turned it on, 34-23 against Visalia's 32-25. Visalia trails by two games in the thick of this playoff chase. In the meantime, your Grizzlies come in seven games back of the San Jose Giants. They're just trying to stay afloat here, and they'll hope for some Giants losses as they will face off against the Giants starting on Monday. And fans, remember on Monday, the ball game has been moved up. 4:05 start on Labor Day. And the Grizzlies flash sale still going on until the end of today. $5 box field tickets. So be sure to hop on FresnoGrizzlies.com and pick up those tickets today. We are just about ready to get underway here. Tipper of the Bull standing behind the plate. The umpire is standing by the plate, and I see our man about ready to perform the national anthem. Again, a beautiful afternoon for baseball. A little smoky today. Past a grass fire, I think, out towards the mountains. That smoke has not yet reached overhead of us, but if you look behind us, it's a little bit of a gray sky. Looks like it should be about mid-October and 75 instead of end of August and 97 degrees. End of August snuck up on us this year as the Grizzlies looking to paint a prettier picture here towards the end of the season and pick up some games on the San Jose Giants. But meantime, they have to take care of business here in Visalia against this Rawhide squad. So the Rawhide have won one of the three games so far, and that one game that they won was 2 days ago. It was back on Wednesday, and that one game that they won, they had to come from behind, and it was a squeaker. They won that game 6-5 after scoring late in the bottom of the seventh. Yesterday's ballgame was all Grizzlies. Ending score was 11-2 as the Grizzlies all over the Rawhide. And we are just about to get underway here in Visalia. So again, folks, be sure to join us for the homestand. next week. We get back in action on Monday from Chicchansey Park at 4:05. Remember, that game is moved up. I'll say that a few times so that we can see a few more of you out there. And while you're at it, come down here to Visalia. Support that team, that Grizzlies team, as they hunt to try to stay in this playoff race. And we are ready for the national anthem here in Visalia.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Draw your attention to the flag of the United States, hanging proudly above that right field scoreboard. For those that can't rise, please stand and remove your caps for the singing of our national anthem. Here tonight to sing the national anthem, Mr. Frank Austin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Frank Austin.
And we are ready for baseball here in Visalia from Valley Strong Ballpark. Again, my name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. A hot evening here in Visalia as the Grizzlies look to stay even hotter than that weather. 97 degrees on my watch. And the Grizzlies putting up 11 runs in last night's ballgame. Again, we'll take a look at last night's final line, where the Grizzlies ended up with 11 runs, 14 hits, and one error. They left 9 on base. Visalia, on the flip side, only 2 runs, 7 hits, and an error. They left 7 on. The Grizzlies did their scoring early with 2 runs in the first. They've done that twice in this series so far. They've jumped out to early leads in Game 1 and 3 of this series. And as a matter of fact, they jumped out in Game 2 as well with a 3-run second inning. So this Grizzlies squad looking to keep the pressure on this Rawhide roster. So the Rawhide, again, coming in 2 games back in the California League South Division standings, 2 games behind the Lake Elsinore Storm. So your Fresno Grizzlies, affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, facing off against the Visalia Rawhide, the proud affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So thanks again for joining us wherever you are, however you're listening. Ready for Grizzlies baseball. We'll take you through a little bit of Casey Anderson, the starter for the Visalia Rawhide. Anderson comes in on the year with a 4-8 record, 7.06 earned run average. He started 19 games, 79 innings pitched, and he's allowed 84 hits, 65 runs, 62 of them earned, and that's led up to that 7.06 earned run average. He has struck out 83 and walked 38. He's also allowed, on my watch, 12 home runs as the Grizzlies look to maybe tack a few more on tonight as Aiden Longwell strides in and he will lead things off for your Fresno Grizzlies. Aiden Longwell steps in. as he awaits the first pitch from Anderson. Anderson kicks and fires from the stretch, and we are underway with a ball downstairs. One ball and no strikes to Aiden Longwell. 6:35, first pitch here from Visalia. So Longwell, left-handed hitter. Here's the 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner, misses for a ball. It's two balls and no strikes. So Longwell, he comes in batting .310, four home runs, 31 runs batted in. For the left-handed batting, Aiden Longwell, standing at first base today. As the 2-0 pitch on the way is inside and low, ball three, and quickly, Grizzlies in a 3-0 advantage with the leadoff man, as Longwell looking to maybe lead this inning off with a walk for Caleb Hobson, who's batting second in this evening's ballgame. The 3-0 pitch is on the outside corner, misses off the outside corner, ball four, and a four-pitch walk to Aiden Longwell to start this ballgame. So we'd mentioned the walk numbers for the starting pitcher, Casey Anderson, giving up 38 on the season. As the Grizzlies look to capitalize on the early walk. And I'll bring up Caleb Hobson. Hobson homered in last night's contest. As the first pitch to him, he squares to bunt, pulls it back, and takes the ball. It's one ball, no strikes. Hobson, in last night's ballgame, had a phenomenal ballgame. He went 3-for-4, two walks, reached base five times. His only out was a flyout in the top of the ninth. As the 1-0 pitch to Hobson, there's the first strike of this ballgame for Casey Anderson. It is 1-1. So the Grizzlies looking to stay hot in this summer heat. As the field mostly in sun, still right field and second base standing in shade. Everybody else got those shades on as it is sunny and hot. As Hobson squares to bunt again, pulls it back, and it's two balls and one strike. So both the balls he's taken have been, well, he's been showing bunt. He's pulled back, and with Hobson, Hobson's speed, you always have to be very careful with a batter like this. Hobson has been known to lay down that bunt. He's also been known to beat out some infield singles. As the 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed, off-speed pitch gets Hobson off balance, and the count falls even 2-2. So 2-2 the count here, just underway from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. Here's the pitch, swung on and popped up on the infield. High pop-up as Tureen, the shortstop, underneath it makes the catch, and that's the first out of the inning. Scored P6 on the putout, and there's one away. And they'll bring up Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer, .286 on the year, 14 home runs, 63 runs batted in. And Wimmer, remember, we were on cycle watch for Wimmer back on Tuesday as Braylon Wimmer came up a double shy of the cycle. He had the two toughest legs of the cycle taken care of by his first two at-bats with a triple and a home run. And here's the first pitch to him as this one nips the outside corner for a strike. No balls and one strike. Casey Anderson, the right-handed pitcher for the Rawhide, stands in 6'4", tall, slender right-hander, 185, as he gets the 0-1 pitch across for a strike. It's no balls and two strikes. 23 years old, out of Salt Lake City, Utah. He was the 11th round draft pick by the Arizona Diamondbacks last year in the 2023 MLB draft. He's got a four-seamer, sinker, slider, and changeup. As here's the 0-2 pitch, he's in control. As this one misses outside, and the ball gets away, and it does not get away far enough for Longwell to think about going to second. And I think if he had broken on that pitch, he would have made it, but may as well play it safe here in the top of the first inning. And with a good hitter like Braylon Wimmer at the plate, you can afford to play it safe in most cases. Wimmer, again, on the heels of a fantastic season and a great series thus far. As this pitch is popped foul and out of play, we'll do it again. So, again, Braylon Wimmer with a very good year thus far and a good couple of weeks as of late. Wimmer's got a six-game hit streak, and in that hit streak, he's got a home run, triple, five runs batted in, six runs scored. He has six walks in that six-game hit streak as well. He also has three stolen bases as the 1-2 pitch on the way is lined foul towards the camera well, and we'll do it again. Folks, I was mentioning the other day, about 2 years ago, I was taking photographs down here for the Grizzlies against the Rawhide, and those camera wells are very close to the action. So whoever's in those wells have got to be ready to dive behind that fence, as that was a stinger towards the net. As the 1-2 pitch once more from Anderson, and Wimmer checks a swing, thinks about going, he did not go, says the base umpire Caleb George, and the count moves to 2-2. So Casey Anderson, his last time out, he was very efficient. 7 innings of work, only 2 hits and 1 run allowed. Walked 2, struck out 4 against Inland Empire last week. As the 2-2 pitch is grounded to left side, in the hole, into left field, a base hit, and the Grizzlies have something going with one away. Runners on first and second, and they look to keep the pressure on early against this Visalia club. Again, this Visalia club fighting for their playoff lives. They are 2 games back in the standings. Visalia is 5-5 over their last 10, and the Grizzlies are 5-5 over the last 10 as well. So these two teams very evenly matched here as they face off, they square off against one another here in Visalia, just underway from Valley Strong Ballpark. Thanks for joining us. As Blake Wright strides in, he has homered in his last 2 ball games, and the first pitch to Wright is swung on and fouled and out of play. No balls and 1 strike. So for Blake Wright, 2 home runs in his last 2 ball games. These were his first 2 professional career home runs for the number 4 draft pick out of Clemson this year. Behind in the count, no balls and 1 strike. Righty Casey Anderson, here's the pitch. He takes it off the plate. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. So the Grizzlies, again, returning home on Monday, and I'm going to keep reminding all of you listening, that game has moved up to 4:05, but first they got to take care of business here in these next 3, as this pitch is inside and almost gets right. He has to shimmy out of the way, and it's a 2-1 count to the Grizzlies' third baseman, Blake Wright. I saw Blake Wright before the game, talking, I believe, with family on the phone. Didn't get a chance to say hi, didn't want to interrupt him. As you take those few moments that you get as a pro player, as he takes this one outside, ball 3, and it's 3-1. And now Anderson at risk of loading the bases here in the top of the first. And the Grizzlies did that plenty of times last week against the Stockton Ports back home. Loaded the bases on 3 separate occasions in the first inning. He also jumped out to early leads in several of those ball games as the 3-1 pitch is a check swing and he goes around and the count moves full. So Blake Wright, the right-handed batter, playing third base. He's been at third the last 2 days. He did the designated hitting back on Tuesday. As the 3-2 pitch on the way now from Anderson, here it comes. And that one's lifted in the air to right field. Back on it is the right fielder, Ortiz. He's going to have room. He makes the catch, and that's the second out. Wimmer tagging from second on his way to third. The throw is going to be a close play. It's offline. And if that throw had been online, I think Wimmer would have been nailed at third. As it is, he advances to third on the flyout. Scored F9 on the putout, and that's 2 down. So Blake Wright retired. And that will bring up Tommy Hopfe. Hopfe being pulled up to the roster just yesterday, and yesterday he did collect his first hit in a Fresno Grizzlies uniform. Hopfe, the Fresno State product, strides in batting left-handed. Tommy Hopfe. As the first pitch to the young draftee is taken for a strike, no balls and 1 strike. So Hopfe, he spent 4 seasons at Fresno State. He earned All-Mountain West First Team Awards twice and All-Academic All-Mountain West honors 4 times, all 4 years. As the 0-1 pitch instead is the pickoff over to first, and diving back in safely is Braylon Wimmer. Scott Hopfe spent the majority of collegiate career as a two-way player. He batted combined .329 with 23 home runs, 194 hits, 117 RBIs, 117 runs, 49 walks, and 10 stolen bases. As the 0-1 pitch is fouled off the catcher, it looks like. And De Leon will catch his breath as the home plate umpire, Zach Hovich, takes the ball back out to the pitcher, Casey Anderson, and hands it to himself. and gives the catcher just a moment to breathe, and he gives a thumbs up towards the dugout. And Hovich cleaning off the plate, giving him just another moment to catch his breath, collect himself, find the plate. I think that went off his shoulder as De Leon is stretching that left shoulder out a little bit, but he's back behind the plate. That's where you won't catch me. I've mentioned that a few times. As you won't catch me playing catcher. It's a position that you're going to wear the bruises at. The 0-2 pitch with two down. Here it comes. This one's fouled into the ground. And that one fouled off at the plate. I think that went off Tommy Hopfe. And it rolled about 2 feet in front of the plate. And the Rawhide were thinking that that was a ball in play. It was not. As De Leon hopped up and tried to swim his move around Tommy Hopfe, and home plate umpire Zach Hovich called that foul. So the count's still 0-2. Two down here, top of the first. Grizzlies with a scoring threat already. Runners on the corners. Wimmer on the way towards second. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off to the right side, and we'll do it again. So Wimmer was off and running on the pitch as he makes his way back towards first. Braylon Wimmer on the year. And rather, it's 0-2 now. To Hopfe, here's the pitch. Wimmer going again. It's a ball. The throw down, and instead, no one's covering. So De Leon wisely holds onto the ball as he almost chucked that one into center field, and that would have been a really bad turn of events for the Rawhide. Great turn of events for the Grizzlies as it stands. The Grizzlies now have runners on first, on second and third with two away. So Hopfe now 1-2 the count. As the 1-2 pitch, here it comes. And that one comes inside, and that gets Hopfe. And Hopfe, he tosses the bat away and almost gets the bat boy with the bat. He looked more concerned for the bat boy than he did for his own safety as he wears that one. And he'll walk on down to first. Bases loaded now for Felix Tena. Tena, of course, yesterday's ball game. Well, he was triple shy of the cycle, and we thought he got the cycle. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark, comes out to the mound, and he'll meet with the entire infield. And as we do, we'll talk about how Felix Tena's night last night went. Well, he started out slow, ground out in the first inning. Then he proceeded to single, homer, and double in his next three at-bats in the third, fifth, and sixth innings. And we were all sitting on the edge of our seats as he rounded second and headed towards third on what appeared to be a triple that sealed the cycle. In fact, it was so convincing, the PA here at Valley Strong Ballpark actually congratulated him for the cycle. We looked at it. It was changed to a double. We looked at it again, and it was changed to a single and a two-base error for the Rawhide's right fielder, Jefferson Pena, as the first pitch to him is swung on a miss off speed pitch, and he's down on the count, no balls and one strike. Two down here in the top of the first inning. Bases loaded. Grizzlies yet to score, but they've been doing a lot of early scoring these last several weeks. The 0-1 pitch inside, and that gets Felix Tena. I think that got his uniform. I don't think that hit him physically, but the uniform is part of the body when you're a baseball player, and that's going to be the first run for the Grizzlies. Aiden Longwell scores on the hit by pitch. That's going to move Tommy Hopfe over to second. Felix Tena takes his place at first. Bases loaded. Still two outs for Luis Mendez now at the plate. Mendez playing second base this evening. First pitch to him. He squares to bunt, and it goes off the bat and into the catcher. And Adrian De Leon getting beat up behind the plate already, taking two balls off that equipment. That one seemed a little softer than the first one, as the count's no balls and one strike. So Luis Mendez squared to bunt late, clearly bunting for a hit here with two down, as the 0-1 pitch misses outside for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. Just underway here from Valley Strong Ballpark. 1-0 our score. Grizzlies already out front. One run, one hit, no errors on either side. Bases loaded. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch to Mendez. And that's inside, ball two. And Anderson is in a little bit of trouble here, as he's allowed a single. He's walked a batter. He's hit two consecutively, the men at first and second. in Felix Tena and Tommy Hoffie, respectively. It's Hoffie's first hit by pitch in his professional career. That's one that you don't want to get a first, but you know it's going to happen eventually. He got it the right way as this one's grounded out towards second, charging the second baseman. He throws to first, and McLaughlin makes the catch for the third out. Scored 4-3 on the putout for the third out, but not before the Grizzlies are able to score one run. They do leave three on one walk, two hit by pitches and a single. We'll be back here from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stream Guys, or for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Bottom of the first here in Visalia, 1-0 our score. Grizzlies with the early lead. Once again, the Grizzlies have jumped out to an early lead in every one of these first four ball games now against the Visalia Rawhide. A 2-0 lead in the first game, a 3-0 lead in the second game, a 2-0 game in last night's ball game, and now the first pitch from McCade Brown as the Grizzlies have the 1-0 lead, misses outside for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. And folks, I mentioned just a moment ago that was Hoppy's first hit by pitch. It was actually his second. He was plunked yesterday as well, as this one is in for a strike from the right-hander McCade Brown. One ball and one strike. Brown, here's the pitch. It's looked a little inside, got Rojas to kind of dance out of the way, and the count's two balls and no strikes. So McCade Brown has been hot in his last two starts as this one misses on the inside corner. And it's 3-1 to Anderson Rojas. Rojas leading off. He's playing left field today for the Rawhide as Brown working quickly. Rojas squares to bunt and he pulls it back and it's a ball inside and a leadoff walk now for Anderson Rojas. So the Grizzlies and the Rawhide both walking their first batters faced by Casey Anderson, the starting pitcher for the Rawhide, and McCade Brown, starter for the Grizzlies. And that brings up Christopher Taurean. He comes in hitting 254. The first pitch to him is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. Now, we saw a moment ago Braylon Wimmer going on the pitch, actually going on two of the pitches there in the top of the first, and I had to check my stat book. Wimmer has 28 stolen bases on the year, and as much as we talk about Caleb Hobson and his threatening to place third, as this one's grounded out towards second, not a big chance at getting the runner at second. And wisely, the second baseman Mendez flips over to Longwell at first and picks up the out. That's a ground ball out, scored 4-3 on the putout. Does move Rojas over to second, as that's the first out of the inning. But again, we're talking about Wimmer, and he has 28 stolen bases. He's only been caught four times. But again, we look at the guy who is next on the list to potentially be the number three on the Grizzlies' list of single season stolen bases. Boy, say that five times fast as Demetrio Crisantes steps in and first pitch is a strike to him. No balls and one strike. Crisantes, 347 on the year, five home runs, 37 runs batted in. He's playing second today as the 0-1 pitch is just outside, apparently. And that misses for a ball. It's one ball, one strike. So again, looking at that stolen base record, we'll keep an eye on Hobson all night, as we will pretty much for the rest of this year, as he has a chance to reach probably as high as second, as this pitch misses, and it's in the dirt. And by the time the catcher, Ben McCabe, is able to get it, the runner, Anderson Rojas, heads down to third. And it's going to be likely ruled a wild pitch, as Ben McCabe had to kind of jump to his right to try to field that one from McCade Brown. And so McCabe catching McCade as the 2-1 pitch is just above the letters, ball three, and it's three balls and one strike. So Brown, again, let's look at, you know, what he's done. He enters his fourth season with the Rockies organization. Did have that year with the injury, as here's the 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Grisantes misses this one, and it's full count now, 3-2. So he was activated from the injured list on June 8th on Tommy John rehab. He's appeared in 5 games, 3 starts, as this one is in there for strike 3 called. And it's the second out of the inning. First strikeout for McCade Brown and the second out of the inning. Remember, Brown, a strikeout pitcher, as he was hitting 96 on the gun, struck out 4 in his last appearance, and that brings up Angel Ortiz. Ortiz, the right fielder, he strides in, batting .303, 5 home runs, 47 runs batted in, as the runner stands at third, and this one is fouled off towards the parking lot. No balls and one strike. So Ortiz looking to try to tie this game up with Anderson Rojas 90 feet away, but with 2 outs, it's going to take a hit or something special, and there's a lot of real estate out there in right center field for the lefty, as here's the pitch. It's fouled off to the left again, and the count moves to nothing and 2. So Grizzlies not playing him to pull. They're really playing him to go the other way, as the infield hooked over a little bit towards their right. There's a big gap out there between second and short as the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes, inside, ball one. And it's 1-2. From McCade Brown. So Brown, he missed the entire 2023 season after undergoing Tommy John surgery, as he is back on now as the 1-2 pitch is skied into right field, and this one is going to drift foul and just out of play. And the count remain 1-2. So again, fans, if you've never been down here to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia, well, the right field foul line's a little hard to see, as there's only about 2 feet of space over there between the foul line and the wall that the Grizzlies right fielder Jason Hinchman just had to stop for, as pitch clock reset now, and a 1-2 count to Ortiz. Pitch from McCade Brown, here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and McCade Brown dances out of danger here, stranding runner at third. The Grizzlies lead 1-0. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Bottom of the first here. Grizzlies try to keep that goose egg on the scoreboard for the Rawhide. And they will look to try to bump their single run up to multiples here as they hit the batter's box here in the top of the second inning. In the second inning, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feathers Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under the sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. And we thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the top of the second. So while you could maybe bring some Pete and Jerry's eggs home, we hope to see the Grizzlies bring some runners home as Ben McCabe, the leadoff hitter, grounds this one to third. 5-3 on the putout, and McCabe is retired for the first out. So the Grizzlies again leading this ballgame 1-0. Grizzlies in their road grays. Black cap. And the F slash across the front of the cap. Fresno across the chest in black and red. Red letters on the back as the first pitch is outside, or misses to Jason Hinchman. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Grizzlies facing off against these Rawhide here in game four as this one's fouled off to the left side as Cesar Galvez tries to make that barehanded and can't quite come up with it as it ricochets off the dugout. And Grizzlies' third base coach now offering the ball to a fan. And that last one came in pretty hot. Cesar, you better look over here again as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Jason Hinchman behind in the count, one ball and two strikes. So the Grizzlies looking out to that field full of Visalia Rawhide in their home pinstripes. In their tops and bottoms, white pinstripes as this pitch misses outside ball two. Got the red Rawhide on their chest, red numbers on the back, black cap, and the red Rawhide Visalia V on the ball cap. As the 2-2 pitch on the way is fouled back over our heads, and we'll do it again. So Jason Hinchman, the righty, stands in. As Hinchman stands in, 6-3, 220. Here's the 2-2 pitch to him. Is skied out, foul and out of play again. Hinchman, the 25-year-old out of Douglasville, Georgia. Signed as an undrafted free agent last year, back in 2023. And, boy, it's hard to believe that next year we'll be calling 2023 2 years ago. Time flies. 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. This one just a bit outside, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. So, time flies, just like the ball was flying in last night's ballgame for these Grizzlies. As Jason Hinchman, he has four home runs. The 3-2 pitch is on the outside corner, ball called strike three, and Hinchman thought that was ball four. He tossed the bat aside and was ready to walk down to give Steve Solis out there at first base a fist bump. Instead, he's heading back to the dugout. And he's the second out of the inning on the backwards K. First strikeout on the evening for Casey Anderson. And that brings up Aiden Longwell, the leadoff man. Longwell, no official at bat, walked in his first at bat, also scored. Came around to score on the hit by pitch. Felix Tena, as the first pitch to him, misses for a ball one. It's 3-10 coming in, still at 3-10 with that first at bat walk. Here's the 1-0 pitch. It is just inside, ball two. And it's 2-0. And folks, if you were listening on the broadcast last week, you may have heard myself and Stephen Rice talking about the pitch clock and talking about the umpires, these umpiring squads from the East Coast that have a slightly smaller strike zone as they're dealing with the automated strike zone back there on the East Coast as this one misses ball three. And just like the first at bat, Aiden Longwell, very far ahead in the count. Three balls and no strikes. And for the 3-10 hitter, you can't blame Anderson for being a little careful as this one is inside ball four. And in his two at-bats, Longwell has seen four pitches in each one of them, and he has ended up at first base at the end of that fourth pitch. As the Grizzlies have a two-out base runner, and the man that I was talking about earlier in Caleb Hobson strides in. Hobson 0-for-1. Popped out to the shortstop in his first at-bat. can't get a chance to tie that stolen base record unless you are able to get on base, and we'll hope that Hobson can get on base, but no matter where Hobson goes, I have a feeling that Wimber's going to be just one bag ahead of him as this first pitch misses for ball one, 1-0. So again, the Grizzlies lead on a Felix Tena hit by pitch. That scored Braylon Wimber, or excuse me, scored Aiden Longwell. Braylon Wimber at the plate. As the 1-0 pitch, here it comes, outside ball two, and Anderson has lost the strike zone here. He's six straight balls. And here comes pitching coach Tyler Mark once again out to talk to his pitcher and talk to his entire infield. And while he talks to the infield, let's talk to you fans. But Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. So the Grizzlies, two down, but a runner on. And that runner, Aiden Longwell, stands at first base after his second walk of the ballgame. As the pitch now to Hobson is in there for a strike. And it's two balls and one strike, so Anderson able to find the strike zone again. And Anderson, his last outing, did walk two, struck out four. Remember, seven innings of work in the win against Inland Empire just last week for the Rawhide righty. Here's the pitch to Hobson, misses outside, and it's ball three. And Hobson, good hitter's count, far ahead in the count, 3-1. Two away, shadows just about over the entire field now. Left field and shortstop still in some streaky sunlight as the three-run pitch on the way is on the outside corner, called strike two, and count moves full. Hobson didn't like that call. And Hobson and Hinchman have both been given a call that they did not agree with, and it looked like it was in about the same spot. So when you see that pitch being called the same in the same spot for two different batters, well, I think we have an idea of where Zach Hovich's strike zone is, and that did look pretty good, just on the outside corner, as the payoff pitch on the way, and it's ball four up and in, and now back-to-back walks to two very good, dangerous hitters in Aiden Longwell and Caleb Hobson, but the lineup doesn't get any easier with Braylon Wimber coming to the plate, and Wimber, talk about the complete package, Braylon Wimber, 286, 14 home runs, 63 runs batted in, 28 stolen bases. He only been caught four times. He plays shortstop, just about as good as anybody on this Grizzlies ball team. And well, you can't say enough about this kid. He steps in, right-handed batter. Stands up 6'4", 200 pounds, 23-year-old out of Oklahoma City. First pitch misses for ball one. And Anderson gets a new baseball, as that one was in the dirt. Wimber drafted in the eighth round last year. As the 1-0 pitch from Anderson, here it comes. That one's fouled back to the screen, and it's even at one ball and one strike. So again, Grizzlies lead early, 1-0. They've jumped out to an early lead in all four of these ball games now against this Rawhide club, looking to play spoiler to the Rawhide, who are in a playoff hunt. Grizzlies in a playoff hunt of their own. The 1-1 pitch is inside, and Wimber scoots out of danger. Two balls and one strike. So again, we'll keep you updated on some scores around the league as this ball game continues. And if you're watching the San Jose score, they're scoreless in the bottom of the first. San Jose batting with a runner on first as this one misses outside ball three. It's 3-1. To Braylon Wimber. So Anderson, having trouble finding the strike zone here in the top of the second inning. He walked one in the first, and he's walked two in the second. He's walked three total. He does have a strikeout. That strikeout was to Jason Hinchman, as Wimber calls time. Wimber, deep breath, steps back in the box. And this Rawhide PA system having fun with the players. So sorry to interrupt, as this one is outside, ball four, and three straight walks now for the Grizzlies. So Casey Anderson in a bit of trouble here. That's his fourth walk given up. And, you know, talking about walks, you know, me, Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. I filled in earlier this year for Joey Gonzalez, the home team broadcaster here in Visalia. And at that game, I have seen some very strange things here at Valley Strong Ballpark. We'll talk a little more about them later on. But at that game that I filled in for back in May, one of those games, as this one is fouled off, Blake Wright now behind in the count, no balls and a strike. Well, we saw six consecutive walks in the ballgame between Rancho Cucamonga and the Visalia Rawhide. And turn to the Rancho broadcaster between innings after that sixth inning where they gave up six walks and said, have you ever seen that? And he said, in my 31 years, I have never seen six consecutive walks. As this one is lined into right field, fly ball, and it's going back, and going back on it is Ortiz making the catch. And that's the second time Blake Wright has flown out to right field. So Wright is wrong right now for Wright, and we head to the bottom of the second. Grizzlies lead 1-0. We'll be back.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Bottom of the second, 1-0 our score here in Visalia. Grizzlies lead as Drew Jones leads off for the hometown Rawhide. Rawhide stranded runner at third in the first inning after Anderson Rojas walked and made his way to third as the first pitch from McCade Brown is in there for a strike. It's 0-1 to the Rawhide's center fielder. Drew Jones, dangerous hitter. As the pitch to Jones now. 0-1 on the count. Swing and a miss, way out in front of that one. And the count quickly, no balls and two strikes. So McCade Brown, his second inning of work, is expected to go about two innings today. As the 0-2 pitch is grounded up the middle and past the glove of Braylon Wimmer into center field for a base hit, and quickly Luis Mendez comes back to second base as Drew Jones had thoughts of going to second as that ground ball left second base unoccupied, but at the end it's a single for Drew Jones. That's the first hit of the ballgame for the Rawhide, first hit given up by McCade Brown, really in his last two starts. As again, McCade Brown has been fantastic over his last two starts. Did just give up a hit, but he had not given up a hit since that ballgame back on August 20th. Last week, as the first pitch to Kenny Castillo is in there for a strike, no balls and one strike. So Castillo doing the catching. Actually, Castillo doing the designated hitter. He's a catcher doing the designated hitting. Adrian De Leon behind the plate for the Rawhide. He takes this one outside, ball one. It's one ball and one strike. Kenny Castillo comes in batting 290, four home runs, 53 runs batted in. Brown comes set, checks the runner, now throws to the runner. And Drew Jones is back in safely with a head-first slide. And McCade Brown, good pickoff move there. Not quite quick enough to get Drew Jones, but we've seen a few base-running blunders by the Rawhide squad, and actually one by Drew Jones yesterday as this one's grounded slowly out towards short. Not going to be a chance to get two, as that one was hit a little too slowly, but Wimmer flips it over to first for the first out, scored 6-3 on the putout. So one away, Drew Jones advances over to second. That's exactly how Anderson Rojas got there in the first inning. It was a grounder to Christopher Luis Mendez by Christopher Torin that moved Rojas to second. He advanced to third on a wild pitch, but then was stranded at third as McCade Brown able to get the last two men for the Rawhide on strikes as the first pitch to Ben McLaughlin misses for ball one. It's a ball and no strikes. So McLaughlin, remember, he homered the other night, and he muscled that home run out to left field back on Wednesday night's ball game as this pitch is swung on and fouled back. It's one ball and one strike. Again, when McLaughlin hit that home run out towards left field, it was very similar to Caleb Hobson's home run in last night's ballgame. It was an opposite field shot that just kept going and going and going. And speaking with the Rawhide broadcaster, Joey Gonzalez, before the game, we both said that ball, we didn't think it was going to carry out of here. And it just kept going and going. And I'm talking yesterday about Caleb Hobson's home run as this one's fouled off of the plate. Count goes to 1-2. Again, Hobson, that home run last night. At the time, that put the Grizzlies up 4-0. They ended up winning last night's ballgame 11-2. As the 1-2 pitch, here it comes. Called strike three on the outside corner. McLaughlin down on strikes, and he doesn't like the call. But there are two down. And so Zach Hovich getting a little bit of side-eye from both sides of this, both sides of these ball clubs. But he's calling it evenly on both sides. Neither side has agreed the entire time, but got to do what Blue says, as there are two down now for Ruben Santana. Santana, the third baseman for the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Misses outside ball one. And McCade Brown is behind in the count. One ball, no strikes. So McCade Brown stands in 6'6", 225, the 24-year-old out of Normal, Illinois. 1-0 pitch. Here it comes. And it is about letter high for a strike. One ball and one strike. Brown picked up in the third round back in the 2021 draft. As the 1-1 pitch misses just outside. And that's ball two. So again, these teams, yeah, with the umpire strike zone being a little bit smaller as Ben McCade comes out to have a word with McCade Brown for the first time here for these Grizzlies. And with that strike zone being smaller, you know, both these squads have to take advantage of what they've got here. Now that they know what the umpire's strike zone is, well, they know where that outside pitch is going to be. And that means if you see it coming outside, well, you got to be able to swing at it. And it's a tight strike zone. So both squads, whether you're pitching or hitting, you've got to know the strike zone for the umpire, and you've got to be able to take advantage when you have the opportunity, in particular on a tight strike zone like this with a good pitcher like McCade Brown. Nibble those corners, and if it's maybe just a little outside for another umpire, these guys might call it. As this one swung on and missed, it's 2-2. As now time called by Ruben Santana. And, you know, they'll say that, you know, the strike zone is the same for everybody, as, you know, if you look at it geographically, sure, it should be. But different umpires, you set up in different locations. And, of course, you know, these young players, well, they're being, you know, officiated by young umpires. You know, both of these sides still learning the game, as the 2-2 pitch with two away and the second is downstairs, ball three. And a full count now to Ruben Santana, the third baseman for the Rawhide. So, again, here in the single-A level, it's a learning process. And both of these clubs have done a lot of learning throughout this year, as we have seen development from players, from umpires, from everybody, as the payoff pitch is fouled into the screen and back into play as the ball boy runs out to retrieve it. Looked like he was heading to the mound as the count remains full. So Santana, again, playing third, wearing number 20. Ruben Santana, 6'190", was picked up in free agency back in 2022. Here's the pitch. And that one's outside, apparently. And, well, we were talking just a minute about taking advantage of that strike zone, but that one, well, I don't know where that one missed. It's that one just off the corner, apparently. And so now we have a little bit of inconsistency as it happens. Either way, runners on first and second now with two away. And the nine-hole hitter, Adrian De Leon, steps in. 205 on the year. Five home runs, 32 runs batted in. As Ben McCabe comes out to switch the signs up with McCade Brown, now with a runner on second. As with two down now, McCade Brown checks the runner at second. He kicks and fires. Swinging a fly ball. Center field. Shallow center. Oncoming is the right fielder. Hinchman now comes in and makes the catch in shallow right center. And that ends the inning. So, two runners left. One hit. One walk. No errors. After two innings, Grizzlies lead 1-0. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back from Visalia.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the third inning, 1-0 our score. Grizzlies lead as they have jumped out to a lead again. Not quite as big as the last several ball games they've jumped out to the lead, but it's a lead nonetheless, and with an arm like McCade Brown taking the mound for those first two frames, well, you better believe that lead was relatively safe, as even though he danced into a little bit of trouble, he was able to waltz back out of it, and he has thrown two clean innings, gave up one hit. As we are back here in the top of the third, Tommy Hopfe leading off. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat. He lines this one foul, and the count's no balls and one strike. And fans, experience the ultimate party at Chick Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChickChanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chick Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon, and we thank Chick Chansey Gold and Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Last pitch missed outside for a ball. Counts even at 1-1. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off to the screen. And one ball and two strikes. Now, folks, I've got a little bit of breaking news for you here. This is breaking news out of KC24, and this is good news if you're a fan of this rivalry, as this one's grounded out towards second. Second baseman, Crisantes up with it. He bobbled it, dropped it, picked it up, throws to the first baseman, McLaughlin, and is still able to get Tommy Hopfe for the first out, score that 4-3 on the putout, although it looked more like a 4-4-3 as he dropped it, picked it up, and then went to it. But again, well, the city of Visalia says they've reached an agreement with the team to upgrade Valley Strong Ballpark, which is good news. Again, if you're a fan of this rivalry, that's fantastic news. And the Grizzlies have been a fan of this rivalry for the last several years as they have dominated this Rawhide squad, as the first pitch to Felix Tena in for his first official at-bat is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. He was hit by a pitch in his first up. But again, Minor League Baseball has been a part of Visalia since 1946, and it really would have been a shame to see it have to go somewhere else, as this one is in on the corner, strike two, no balls and two strikes quickly to Felix Tena. And I can say personally, as a fan of baseball, And as somebody who grew up down in Porterville, you know, we've been to several Rawhide games throughout my childhood. Plenty of Grizzlies games as well, but with Porterville being closer, well, very often we came up here to Visalia just to catch a baseball game. And watching this ballpark just kind of evolve over the years, it would have been just a shame to see that go to waste, and we're very glad to see that they've reached an agreement as the 0-2 pitch is grounded back to the mound, and a great play, Casey Anderson, look what I found, flips to first, and that's the second out of the inning. So good cat-like reflexes on the mound for Casey Anderson, and that's the second out of the inning. Tenna robbed of a hit as that one really just found its way back into Anderson's glove. He came out of his delivery and sort of stuck that glove up, caught the ball, and again, look what I found. Flipped over to first for the second out. Two away now for Luis Mendez. As the first pitch to Mendez is lined into center field, and Drew Jones doesn't have to move a step as the one pitch out scored F8 on the putout is the third out of the inning. We head to the bottom of the third. 1-0 our score here in Visalia.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. McCade Brown in for his third inning of work. We expected him to go two innings, but he's looked so good in his first two. Tiptoeing out of danger in the first two innings. He's been very efficient. As the first pitch to Anderson Rojas is bunted at and missed for strike one. Rojas, the left fielder. He is no official at bats yet today. He walked in the first, advanced to second on a ground out. Swiped third on a wild pitch, and the 0-1 pitch is downstairs, ball one. It's one ball and one strike to the Rawhide left fielder. So again, this Rawhide, now this one's hit on the ground slowly, and a great play out there by the catcher, Ben McCade. So Rojas, and I had just glanced down to check my scorebook. By the time I had looked up, that ball had been in play. I believe he may have bunted to that ball, and if he hadn't, it was a swinging bunt as it made it about 2 feet in front of the plate before Ben McCabe able to come up with it, flip it over to first on a pretty good play, pretty nifty play, as that's the first out of the inning. Scored 2-3 on the putout, and now the first pitch to Christopher Torin is in there for a strike. No balls and one strike. So McCade Brown, and back in for his third inning of work now. The 0-1 pitch to Torin is above the letters, ball one. So McCade Brown, if he's able to get through this inning, it will match his most innings pitched this year. That came back at Modesto, as this one misses for a ball, two balls and one strike. And during that game at Modesto back on June 8th, he went three innings, got the no decision. Two hits, two runs, they were both earned. Walked two, struck out three. Grizzlies ended up winning that ball game 6-4 in 10 innings as the 2-1 pitch is inside for ball three, and it's 3-1. Christopher Torin. Torin 0 for 1. Grounded out to second in his first at-bat back in the first inning. So field completely in shadows now. Lights just taking effect. The 3-1 pitch down and outside, ball four, and that's a walk for Torin. It's the third walk given up now by the righty. He also has three strikeouts. So he's given up one hit, walked three, struck out three. No run scraped across yet against the tall right-hander McCade Brown. He's in for his third inning of work, and this is likely to be the last inning we'll see him, as the first pitch now to Dimitrio Crisantes is inside for ball one. And Crisantes, we saw last inning, making that bobble play out there at second, staying with it. And we'll hope that McCade Brown can keep him out of it at the plate here with one away in the bottom of the third. 1-0 our score. Grizzlies lead. This one misses inside, and now out comes catcher Ben McCabe to talk to McCade Brown. And while they do, let's talk to you fans about Manco Abbott. Les Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third. Grizzlies, 1-0 the score here. Bottom of the third, tying run on base with one out. Grizzlies in double play depth here, hoping Dimitrio Crisantes can ground it to his counterpart at second in Luis Mendez, as that one's called for strike one. Two balls and a strike. So Grizzlies, again, continue to lead here. Early leads has been the tale of the series, as this was a pickoff over to first, and back in safely is Torin at first base. And it's been a tale of early leads here for this Grizzlies squad so far in this series. Jumped out to an early lead in all four of the ballgames played so far in Visalia, as this one's on the outside corner. Strike two. Dimitrio Crisantes doesn't agree with it. And the count's even at two balls and two strikes. So if you're McCade Brown, I'll put something low in the zone here. Aim for that double play. As this one misses outside, ball three, and the count goes full. Three balls and two strikes. Looking on deck is Angel Ortiz. Going to be a righty-lefty matchup next for the right-handed pitching McCade Brown. As he comes set, kicks and fires. Runner goes. The throw down to second, and instead it's outside ball four. And that's the fourth walk given up now for McCade Brown. And Brown, over the first three innings, he's walked his way into a little bit of trouble, and he's been able to waltz his way out of it in each of the first three innings, or each of the first two innings. As we hope, I just predicted the future, and he's able to waltz out of it here in the third inning. And now a mound visit from the Grizzlies pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan. So again, the first two mound visits we've seen tonight have been from the Rawhide. Took the entire infield in. The first two mound visits that we've seen for the Grizzlies have only been two or three people. It's been the battery. Now that four walks for McCade Brown actually matches his career high. And now that is a career high for McCade Brown. As the umpire, Zach Hovich, comes out to break up the party on the mound. And we're back underway here in Visalia. So again, Valley Strong Ballpark, if you are just joining us. Well, they just re-upped that deal. They will stay here in Visalia, and I just spoke with the home broadcaster, Joey Gonzalez. He let me know that's a 10-year deal now for the Rawhide here at Valley Strong Ballpark. This is grounded back to the mound. McCade Brown flips it to second, and it's into center field, and that's going to score the tying run. So McCade Brown, a perfect grounder back to the mound. He tried to get two, and very often you see that when the pitcher tries to get two, well, he just can't quite get it there accurately as he's trying to rush that throw, hoping that the double play is still going to come to fruition. You know, for the pitcher to get the ball on a ground ball like that, well, it's got to be relatively slowly hit. And so you're going to try to rush that throw if you're the pitcher. And he tried to do so, and he threw it about to where the shortstop Braylon Wimmer was, where he was coming from. As that brings up Drew Jones now with the ballgame tied here in the bottom of the third. One run across and two on still as Jones swings and misses at the first pitch. It's no balls and one strike. So I see some action down there in the pen now for the Grizzlies. I've just been informed it's Austin Becker receiving a text message. I guess I have eyes in the sky as this one misses outside ball one and the count's even at one. So McCade Brown again, this third inning of work, this would match his season high as he again works his way back from Tommy John surgery that derailed his 2023 season and most of this year, his 2024 season. The 1-1 pitch, here it comes. Misses outside ball two, and it's two balls and a strike. So McCade Brown in a little bit of trouble here now as the ballgame is now tied up. Grizzlies looking to hold the Rawhide to one run here with one out in the bottom of the third as the 2-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. Two balls and two strikes. So that run against Brown does go as an earned run. As here's the pitch. As it's down in the zone, ball three, and the count's full, three balls and two strikes. So McCade Brown at risk of walking his fifth batter. He's already at a career high here with four walks in just the first 2 1/3 innings. So a rough outing. Looks a little different from how he looked last Sunday. A 3-2 pitch, here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike three. Drew Jones is down on strikes for the fourth strikeout now for McCade Brown. And now here comes Grizzlies manager Steve Solis, and that will be all for McCade Brown. The righty goes 2 2/3 innings, gives up one hit, one run. It was earned, four walks, four strikeouts. We'll be back with the new arm after this. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Life app from Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia.
Whoa, even parked. 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Fresno Steak Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno Steak Night.
Well, welcome back, fans. Top of the fourth. A little bit of technical difficulties there. Thank you for sticking with us. You didn't miss too much. Kenny Castillo, the lone batter that Austin Becker faced, grounded out 5-3 to end that bottom of the third inning. The Grizzlies and Rawhide are now tied after the Rawhide were able to scrape one across in the bottom of the first. And the Grizzlies now in the top of the fourth look to get that lead back as Ben McCabe leads off. He takes the first pitch for a strike as Casey Anderson starts his fourth inning of work. So Anderson, the right-hander, has had a pretty decent game thus far as this one's swinging a miss, and it is no balls and two strikes. So again, Anderson, pretty good game thus far. Three innings pitched. He's only given up one hit. The run he gave up was earned. He has walked four, struck out one, but he's been able to keep those base runners from scoring, as it is a 1-0 lead, or 1-1 tie, as this one's called strike three, and Ben McCabe down on strikes for the first out. That's the second strikeout for Casey Anderson here in the top of the fourth inning. And fans, here in the top of the fourth inning, whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. As Jason Hinchman, the nine-hole hitter, takes strike one, you can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being your proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. The 0-1 pitch now is in there for a strike. And now Hinchman quickly behind the count, just as leadoff hitter Ben McCabe was. I hope this and slightly differently for Hinchman, as the 0-2 pitch, here it comes. Swing and a miss. It's a check swing. He went about three-quarters of the way, and back-to-back strikeouts now for Casey Anderson and the Rawhide, two down in the top of the fourth inning. So again, thanks for keeping with us here as we struggled with a little bit of technical difficulties, but we are back here from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, the Valley Live app, FresnoGrizzlies.com. Top of the order now. Aiden Longwell steps in for his third at bat. As his first pitch is a strike, it's no balls and one strike. So Longwell, no official at bats yet. He's walked in his first two at bats. He scored in the first, scored that first run as this one is outside. Ball one, and it's one ball and one strike. So again, we'll catch you up on a little bit of what happened there in the bottom of the first, or bottom of the third inning, as the Rawhide able to scrape their first run across. One run, one hit on both sides. Grizzlies do have an error, as this one misses downstairs and in and out of the catcher's mitt. It's ball two. 2-1 now the count. Aiden Longwell, leadoff hitter, came in hitting 310, and he's still hitting 310 as his first two at-bats unofficial with walks. Did score a run in that first at-bat. Made it all the way around to third also in his second at bat back in the second inning. He walked, the man behind him walked. It's Kalo Hobson on deck. Man behind him walked, Braylon Wimmer, as this one misses outside, ball three. And now Aiden Longwell on the day has seen 12 pitches, 11 of them balls, one strike. So you talk about pitching a batter carefully. That's what Casey Anderson has done to Longwell this evening. Here's the pitch. Skied left and foul towards concessions. Heads up over there. Don't spill your beer. As one headed out towards where Fresno Social Club would be if you are at Chickchansey Park. And fans, we hope to see you at Chickchansey Park next Monday, this upcoming Monday, for a Labor Day ballgame against your rival San Jose Giants. That game at 4:05. Moved up. The payoff pitch fouled into the screen, and we'll do it again. So again, that ball game on Monday, 4:05 start, that has been moved up. Bring your sunglasses, bring your shorts and short sleeves. Have the kids have some fun at the Splash Park. Should be a hot one, but should be a fun one as two California North Division rivals square off. And now the third walk of the ball game for Aiden Longwell. And you talk about pitching scared. It's been 13 pitches. Actually, 15 pitches now. He fouled several off in that at-bat. But he has walked Aiden Longwell all three times. So Longwell standing at first now. And that's Caleb Hobson now up to the plate. Hobson, 0-for-1. He also walked back in the second. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. Throw down to second as Longwell was going, and he is out trying to steal second. So a perfect throw by the catcher, Adrian De Leon, gets Aiden Longwell trying to steal second to end the inning. We'll be back here in the bottom of the third. 1-1 tie, Fresno and Rawhide. We'll be back from Valley Strong Ballpark.
Whoa, even parked, you can
near the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Well, folks, back here in Visalia, Jake Madden in on in relief. He takes over for Austin Becker. Becker came on to finished the inning that McCade Brown started. McCade Brown, his final line, 2 2/3 innings. One hit, one run. It was earned. 4 walks, 4 strikeouts. And Austin Becker went a third of an inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs, no walks, no strikeouts. 5-3 ground out. And that brings up Jake Madden to face Ben McLaughlin, the leadoff man for the Rawhide. The first pitch from the tall right-hander is grounded out towards second. And Mendez up with it, throws to first, and one pitch, one out. Working efficiently, Jake Madden, wearing number 4. Madden comes in 2-0 record, 2.66 earned run average. He's appeared in 30 games this year, has Jake Madden. Those 30 games have amounted to 44 innings pitched, 33 strikeouts, and a good whip for Jake Madden, 1.27. If you're allowing one base runner an inning, that's pretty good, as this pitch is in there for a strike to Ruben Santana. And it's no balls and one strike. 4-3 ground out for the first out on the first pitch. As Madden looks to eat up some innings here, the pitch is just off the plate. 1-1. So a wild game so far, but not in the way that you'd expect. We've had 9 combined walks between these two squads. Each side has one hit. Each side has one run. There's a Grizzlies error. That error was on the starting pitcher, McCade Brown. The 1-1 pitch here is a breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. So again, interesting game. We've had a few interesting games. In fact, we have been on cycle watch the last 3 nights. The way this ball game's going, I don't know if we'll be on it for a 4th straight. But we have been watching for at least one player to hit the cycle in each of the last 3 games. And you're wondering if they've kind of run out of gas here on Friday night as this pitch misses in the dirt. 2. 2-2. And we'll hope to see the Grizzlies reignite that fire they had last night, scoring 11 runs on the power of 3 home runs. And what we thought was a cycle by Felix Tena. Tena and Blake Wright have each homered in their last 2 ball games. And this one fouled back, and count is 2-2. So Jake Madden in for his first inning of work, or he retired the first man he's faced. The second man is swung on and missed. Strike 3, and 2-2 for the Grizzlies reliever. So 2 away now. Bottom of the order, Adrian De Leon, catcher, stands in. So flew out to right in his first at-bat. Back in the second inning. That ended the inning. Has the first pitch from Madden. Here it comes. It's in there for a strike. 1-1. And he steps out for his timeout. And something interesting that I've noticed, you know, with some catchers is catchers, you know, they like to play with that opposing pitcher. You know, they know how pitchers get into a rhythm. And, one that I can kind of point out on the Grizzly squad is Darius Perry. He'll very often take a timeout and just stand in the box. So, as this one is just outside, ball one, it's one ball and one strike. So again, often you see the batter take a, timeout on a, 2-2 count or, with two strikes against them. If it's an 0-2 count, just to catch their breath and try to regain their rhythm and composure. But catchers are very often, they're just kind of playing with the pitcher in a way, as this is a check swing and he goes around strike two, one ball, two strikes to the Rawhide backstop. Again, we'll talk more of that, I'm sure, in the next several games. We'll see Darius Perry again. And really, Perry's the biggest culprit of that, as this one swung on and missed. Strike three, back-to-back strikeouts end the frame. 1-2-3 for the first inning of work for Jake Madden. Two strikeouts. We'll be back here from Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app. 1-1 our score in Visalia.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno Snake Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno Snake Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. 1-1 our score here. Top of the fifth. Grizzlies hoping to jump back out front. They jumped out to an early lead, 1-0 back in the first inning, and since then, well, they haven't really done much of anything, and neither have either of the squads in this ball game. It's one run and one hit apiece for both of these ball clubs. Over 9 combined walks between the two of them. So it's been a cakewalk, as this first pitch is fouled off the leg of Caleb Hobson and bounces back to the mound. And that's why you wear the leg protection. As he walks around, looks just fine. As Caleb Hobson. Hobson, of course, one stolen base away from tying the third in single season stolen bases. And I've had trouble saying that all night. And we'll see exactly how I can straighten this out. And if he gets that stolen base, I'm going to have to say it again, as he swings and misses at this one and he's not happy with himself. No balls and two strikes. Now, I was mentioning earlier, I see a lot of 24 jerseys out there, and I think it's for the year, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to go with there are a lot of Hobson fans out in the crowd tonight. It's a good crowd out here on a Friday night. This one's skied in the air, foul, and into the crowd as the fans take cover. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. So Hobson looking to be third in the single season stolen base record. He currently sits fourth. Single season, as he misses outside, does Casey Anderson, ball one. Anderson on her his fourth inning of work. He came in with a 4-8 record. So the Grizzlies looking to maybe tack that ninth loss onto his line as the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and Hobson is down on strikes. Hobson now 0-2. He did walk. As Braylon Wimmer steps in, Wimmer singled and walked. He's got the only Grizzlies hit to this point. And he reached got all the way to third in his first at-bat after singling. So I'm going to try to get my tongue untied here by the time Hobson comes back to the plate. As the first pitch to Braylon Wimmer misses for ball one downstairs. We'll work on my alliteration here. She sells seashells. She sells seashells. There, have to practice this. Turducken. There. I think I've got it back. This is a strike. One ball and one strike. One away here. Top of the fifth inning. Bit of a different ball game today that we're seeing. Very, very different from last night, in which the Grizzlies by this time, well, they had already scored five runs as the 1-1 pitch is grounded slowly back towards the mound. And actually now comes the shortstop, Torini. He throws to first and gets Wimmer by a step. 6-3 on the putout, and that's the second out of the inning. And, you know, that was a tough, tough play for the shortstop, Christopher Torini, racing in. It was a slow dribbler, just a little too far to the left of the mound for the pitcher, Caleb or Casey Anderson, to get a hold of it. And instead, the shortstop, Christopher Torini, picks it up, flips it over to first, and that's the second out. Wimmer retired to his opposite number. And that brings up Blake Wright. Wright, of course, has homered in his last two ball games. He strides in with a .444 average coming into this ball game. Two home runs in his career, and they have both come in the last two ball games. As this pitch misses outside, one ball and one strike. Welcome back to Grizzlies Baseball. A little bit of technical difficulties again, and you know, folks, it's a challenge sometimes when your road team goes on the road for the team to get it. Broadcaster has a little bit of difficulties too here, as now the first batter of the inning, Anderson Rojas, he grounded out to the pitcher on a broken bat, and that brings up Christopher Torini with one out. Just underway here, you didn't miss anything. I appear to have dropped off the air just as that third out was recorded in the top of the fifth inning. Here we are in the bottom of the fifth, and now the count pulls even. One ball and one strike to Christopher Torini. Torini on the evening 0-for-1. He walked back in the third inning. Backwards K on the line in the first, struck out against McCade Brown. That was his first strikeout of this ballgame. He, of course, exited back in the third inning as now Madden behind in the count, two balls and one strike. So can McCade Brown went 2 2/3 innings, gave up only one hit, but he did walk four. That is a career high, as now this one misses inside to Christopher Torini, ball three. And the Grizzlies at risk of having a leadoff or having a one-out base runner to take care of. Torini batting .254 coming in. He just made a spectacular play at short as this pitch is inside. It hopped him out of the way, and I don't know if he did that for the dramatics or if he really thought that was inside, as that's strike two. Now full count to Christopher Torini. And clearly the PA announcer does not agree with the umpire. As we hear the what. Well, the what is a strike, and it's strike two. As the 3-2 pitch on its way now from Madden. Here it comes, and that one is inside. Ball four. And that's going to be a one-out walk for the Rawhide. So these two squads have done a lot of walking. It's the fifth walk for the Rawhide, and the Grizzlies have five on their side. That's a total of 10 walks in the first four and a half innings. As we are one out deep into the bottom of the fifth. And these two squads are walking a lot, as this first pitch to the three-hitter, Demetrio Crisantes, is taken for a strike. No balls and one strike. Been a very interesting ball game thus far. Pretty much the polar opposite of what we saw in last night's ball game, which was an offensive explosion for the Grizzlies, as this one's lined into left field, and that's going to be the third hit of the ball game. Second hit for the Rawhide, and now out in left field, Hoppy misplays it. It bounces off his glove, and they are going to send Torini. Torini is going to score, and the Rawhide take a 2-0 lead, and this crowd gets loud. So I have a feeling they're going to score that a single and then an error out there in left field. That error is what allowed Christopher Torini to come all the way around from first to score on the play. At the end of it, Demetrio Crisantes, he ends up at second base. And that was a hard hit line drive, bounced about once before it got to the outfield, and then it was just misplayed out there in left field by Tommy Hopfe, in for his second ball game with the Grizzlies. The former Diamond Dog going to be in the doghouse after that one, as now the Grizzlies trail 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. And now the first pitch to Angel Ortiz is lined into left field. Hopfe plays this one cleanly, but by the time he gets it in the second, the Grizzlies have surrendered another run, and it's 3-1. First pitch swinging Ortiz, and he just takes it the other way into left field. That was a slightly harder hit ball and a little bit higher. Nobody had a chance at that one. That first ball, I thought Wimmer may have had a chance to backhand that ground ball, but that one, there was nothing anybody could do about it, as Angel Ortiz takes that one into left field for a base hit, and now a mound visit for Jake Madden, meeting with his catcher, Ben McCabe. So fans, heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chukchansey Park has enacted a clear bag policy in an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark, and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. Thank you for your understanding as we continue to make Chukchansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball. So we hope to see the Grizzlies maybe dance their way out of this one. One out, two across. Runner at first is Angel Ortiz, and now Drew Jones. Is this one foul down the right field line, down the first base line? No balls and one strike. So Grizzlies scored first, and that's all they have been able to do. Rawhide scored one in the bottom of the third, now two across here in the bottom of the fifth to take a 3-1 lead. And with one down, Ortiz leads off first. Here's the pitch, and Jones takes outside for ball one. So again, folks, if you're wondering how that potential change of score may affect the standings, well, if you're a Grizzlies fan, well, Rancho Cucamonga currently leads San Jose 2-1. They're in the top of the fifth in San Jose. So at the very least, if the Grizzlies are going to lose, well, you're not losing as much ground if the Giants also lose. This one, this is outside ball two. It's that magic number, I believe, down to three for San Jose. Also in the league, Lake Elsinore leads Modesto 6-1 in Modesto. They're in the bottom of the fifth. As this one swung on and missed, Drew Jones swings at one outside the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. Also around the California League, Stockton leads Inland Empire 5-0. They're in the top of the fourth in Stockton. However, the that one misses inside. Just about got him. Stockton leading Inland, but Inland does have the bases loaded with no outs in the top of the fourth inning. And a little more action going on in most of the other games than we've had thus far, but a little more action here in the bottom of the fifth than we've seen all ball game, as the Rawhide have scored two. And now a pickoff to first, and Ortiz back in with a head-first dive. And a good pickoff move by Jake Madden. So the Grizzlies looking to stop the bleeding here, as both of those runs against Madden are now earned. So, Cade Brown started this game, went 2 2/3. Austin Becker finished out the second, and now this one's outside ball four, and the runner was going on the play. But that will be all not, as Drew Jones takes first with a walk. Yeah, that's the 11th walk of this ball game between these two squads. Second for Jake Madden, as he's got two walks and two strikeouts now in 1 1/3 inning. Now again, if you've never been out to Valley Strong Ballpark, just about 40 miles south of Fresno, well, you're going to have a little bit of trouble seeing into the bullpens from where I sit and from where the fans sit, unless you're out there in right field, out on that grassy berm area. First pitch inside to Castillo, and it gets him. And now the bases are going to be loaded, as that one, I think, barely just got a piece of him. We've seen that twice now in two hit-by-pitches. And the first hit-by-pitch that I didn't think got him was Felix Tena back in the first inning. And that hit-by-pitch actually ended up scoring the Grizzlies' first run. And that one, I do think got the jersey. So did that one. Either way, these have been two very close hit by pitches. But again, the jersey counts as part of the body if you're a ball player. And the bases are loaded for Ben McLaughlin now with just one out. And Jake Madden in a bit of trouble now as the first pitch is inside, ball one. And McLaughlin ahead in the count. And a reminder, McLaughlin did hit that home run back on Wednesday night. As Madden will hope to avoid that outcome here. As the 1-0 pitch, here it comes. And it's inside and low, ball two. And it's two balls and no strikes. Nowhere to put him. Bases full of Rawhide. As the Visalia Rawhide have two across here in the bottom of the inning. And I do see some movement down there in the Grizzlies' pen. This one misses about the same place, ball three, and it's 3-0. And now Madden in all sorts of trouble out there on the bump. And I see some Grizzlies arms getting warm in the dugout there. And again, if you've never been down here to Valley Strong, well, you can't quite see who is in the dugout or in the bullpens from the press box or from the grandstands as they are behind the fence here. This one is in there for a strike, and it's three balls and one strike. You know, when you're behind in the count like this with the bases loaded, that plate can look like it's the size of a soup can. As the 3-1 pitch now from Jake Madden, here it comes. And this one's grounded out towards short. Wimmer to Mendez. Mendez to Longwell, and that's a double play. 6-4-3, slowly developing, but that's going to get the Grizzlies out of this inning with minimal damage. Rawhide do push two across on two hits. They leave the bases loaded. We head to the top of the sixth. Grizzlies trail 3-1. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Valley Live app.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque, I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow, is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive, this Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno Snake Night returns to Chuck Chansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno Snake Night.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. New arm for the Rawhide. New arm. It's number 17, Edgar Isaiah. We'll get you his numbers in just a moment here. As the Grizzlies currently trail this ballgame 3-1. Just gave up two runs in the bottom of the fifth. And two tough luck runs. Really started on that error by Hopfe in left field is the first pitch from Isaiah to Tommy Hopfe, and Hopfe has just left the yard. Hopfe making up for, oh no, that ball was caught. I'm looking into the wrong place here. He had all of that one. I thought that was going to go, and there is a pole right in my line of sight here where that ball was caught. So the ball caught now by the right fielder, Ortiz. Score that F9 on the putout and call me wrong as Edgar Isaiah gets the first man out. Tommy Hopfe flies out to deep right field. That was a very well-hit ball. Just kind of hung up there a little bit too long, and that brings up Felix Tena. So we'll bring in the numbers on Issei in just a moment here. A swing and a miss by Tena. And it's no balls and one strike. Issei comes in 3-4 on the year. 4.75 earned run average. He's appeared in 30 games, all out of the bullpen. He's got two saves. And he's pretty much a one-inning guy. He's got 30 and one-third innings pitched this year as the 0-1 pitch hits the inside corner, and it's a called strike. No balls and two strikes to Felix Tena. Also, 45 strikeouts for Issei. So Issei, a strikeout pitcher, as the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. And just as I said it happened. That's the second out of the inning. So Hoppe leads off that inning with what I thought was going to end up being his first home run. I thought he had made up for his error out there in left field. But it was caught on the track, I believe. Right in front of the Michelob Ultra sign out there in right field next to the barn. If you've never been out here, there's a big barn, Valley Strong logo on it, as the first pitch to Luis Mendez misses for ball one. It's one ball and no strikes. Issei, big right-hander, 6'3", 185, 22, out of El Tigre, Venezuela. The 1-0 pitch misses outside ball two, and he's behind the count. No balls, two strikes. Or two balls, no strikes. Edgar Issei. He was picked up in free agency back in 2018. As the 2-0 pitch is inside ball three. That's three balls and no strikes. So it's been feast or famine so far for Issei. That first pitch that he gave up in this inning, I thought was going to be the feast for the Grizzlies. And then Tena with the famine on the strikeout. But let's see if they can spin that on to Issei as this 3-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 3-1. From Edgar Issei. Issei looks in, kicks and fires, and this one is outside ball four, and Issei has walked Mendez with two down. So Grizzlies fans, Chukchansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st, then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed only at Chukchansey Gold and Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth inning. First pitch to catcher Ben McCabe. This is for a ball. And so the Grizzlies be looking to get a little two-out rally going here in the top of the sixth inning. 3-1 our score. This one misses inside and quick throw to first. And Mendez back in safely. Ben McCabe 0 for 2. Grounded out in the second, struck out in the fourth. Struck out looking in the fourth. And one of several strikeout victims who did not agree with that call. I haven't seen any words between anybody and umpires, as this is another, actually a pickoff throw to first, off the glove of the first base, McLaughlin doesn't bounce far enough for Mendez to advance. And that's the first disengagement from the battery. One ball and one strike. Two outs, top of the sixth, 3-1 our score. As the 1-1 pitch, here it comes. And that one misses down and outside, ball two. Two balls and one strike. So the line here in Visalia on the scoreboard says 1-1, one run, one hit, two errors for the Grizzlies. And looking online, they have the two errors fixed. I saw three errors on there a moment ago. I believe it's back down to two. They seem to have fixed that issue online. Now on his way to second is Mendez. The throwdown is in time, and the side is retired. So Mendez caught stealing, and just like yesterday, we saw the Grizzlies showing off behind the plate. Now the Rawhider showing off behind the plate. That's the second man thrown out by catcher Adrian De Leon. And we are heading to the bottom of the sixth here in Valley Strong Ballpark. Time running out for the Grizzlies. They trail 3-1, heading to the bottom of the sixth.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to Visalia. Bottom of the sixth, 3-1. Rawhide lead the Grizzlies. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Valley Live app. Jake Madden in for his third inning of work. Ran into a little bit of trouble last inning, but he's back out there. As the first pitch from Madden to Ruben Santana, the third baseman for the Rawhide, misses inside. Ball one. Santana on the game, 0 for 1. He walked back in the second, struck out in the fourth. As the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, and it's a 1-1 count. So we take you back to that bottom of the fifth inning, and really that all kind of started with the error out there in left field by Tommy Hopfe. The first of his young career. And that error ended up allowing just for Taurean to score, as this one swung on and missed. Ruben Santana now behind in the count, 1-2. And for Hopfe, well, you're going to take your lumps. As a rookie, as a new player on this team, it's going to take a while to catch up to the speed of the next level. Hopfe, of course, draft pick out of Fresno State, the 10th ever Diamond Dog to don a Grizzlies uniform. He's picked up in the 9th round. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed, and that's strike three. Santana retired on strikes. He's down on strikes for the second time tonight. And that brings up the nine-hole hitter, Adrian De Leon. De Leon ended the last half of the inning, throwing out Luis Mendez, trying to steal second. Now we'll see if the Grizzlies can return the favor and retire Adrian De Leon, send him back to the Rawhide dugout empty-handed. The first pitch from Madden is inside, spins him out of the way, and it's a 1-0 count. So we take a look at that.
What were you doing?
Rockies draft class. And currently here on the team are 7 draftees on this squad, as this one misses outside, ball two. So Blake Wright, we've talked about him several times the last two ball games. He's homered in the last two ball games, and we'd love to see him keep that streak going. As he would be due up 6th in the next inning, as the 2-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Adrian De Leon moves the count to 2 balls and 1 strike. So again, 7 of the Rockies' 2024 draft picks are already here with this Grizzlies squad. As the 2-1 pitch from Madden is right down the middle, strike 2, and the count's even 2-2. So we got Blake Wright, Connor Eaton, Fidel Ulloa, Justin Lohr, Nathan Blasic, and Hunter Omlid, as Adrian De Leon calls timeout. And again, we saw Omlid last night, and he was fantastic. Went 2 strong innings, struck out 5 of the 6 batters he saw, as these rookies already making a bit of a difference on this Grizzlies squad. 2-2 pitch with 1 out here. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, strike 3, and back-to-back strikeouts for Jake Madden. That's his 4th of the ballgame. As Madden looking for a bounce-back inning here after a rough bottom of the 5th that wasn't entirely his fault, although Now, they have switched one of those runs off of his line, and that's what the official scorer in me was thinking that. I was wondering why he had both of those runs credited to him, but now two runs allowed, one of them earned, as that brings up the top of the order in Anderson Rojas. Rojas is 0 for 2 with a walk thus far. He walked back in the first inning, grounded out to second, or to the catcher back in the third, and grounded out to the pitcher in the fifth. So an interesting array of ground outs. As this one misses for ball one, it's a ball and a strike. So bottom of the sixth, Grizzlies trail 3-1, and in a complete opposite, flip the script from last night as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed, and it's strike two. So flip of the script from last night. Last night, it was nothing but offense from this Grizzlies lineup, 11 runs on 14 hits. And right now, there is a 1-1 on the scoreboard, but it's a 1 in the run and a 1 in the hit column, as the Grizzlies currently being one hit by this Rawhide squad. And now this one spins Anderson Rojas out of the way. And they call that chin music as he has to take cover. As this ball two. Two balls and two strikes now. So 2-2, two away, top of the order here for this Rawhide staff. The pitch, swinging a grounder back to Madden. He fields it, it bounces off his glove, and now a great job to stay with the ball as Luis Mendez able to field it, make the recovery, score that 1-4-3 on the putout. And Anderson Rojas has a very interesting assortment of groundouts here, as we will take you back to Visalia in just a moment. Top of the seventh, after this.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do, because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Top of the seventh, 3-1 our score here from Valley Strong Ballpark in Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Grizzlies hoping to bounce back in this one as Edgar Isaiah on for his second inning of work, and called this broadcaster wrong, but he is typically a one-inning guy. We'll see how long he goes, as the first pitch to Ben McCabe is in there for a strike. No balls and a strike. And I heard between innings, Isaiah has reached as high as 100 on the radar gun, as this 0-1 pitch is in on the hands for strike two. And so Isaiah, the hard-throwing right-hander out of Venezuela, 0-2 the count to the Grizzlies catcher, Ben McCabe. McCabe 0 for 2. And behind in the count, 0-2, here's the pitch, and this one gets him. And just talking about that speed, that looked like a fastball, and McCabe walking down to first, and he'll wear that one. So he will talk a big game and say that doesn't hurt, and well, he'll ice that one down in a couple hours here. that adrenaline might be keeping you more comfortable than your body really is. As that was a hit by pitch right on the upper left arm, it looked like, for Ben McCabe. And that brings up Jason Hinchman in the 9-hole hitter. Hinchman 0 for 2. First pitch misses, and this one gets away. And now down to second is Ben McCabe, and a great throw by the catcher. Adrian De Leon almost got him down there, and McCabe not the fleetest of foot, but he's able to get down to second on the wild pitch. So, you know, talking between innings, again, you know, the broadcast booth here in Visalia sits right next to the visiting broadcast booth, sits right next to the home broadcast booth, so you know, between innings, we'll often open the door and, you know, converse with one another, exchange notes, as the 1-0 pitch to Hinchman is in there for a strike. And I had mentioned earlier in this year when I called the game for the Rawhides, home announcer Joey Gonzalez, I called a game in which we saw six consecutive walks. Well, this game has been, you know, almost as interesting as that game. 12 combined walks between these two squads and four combined hit by pitches and a total of four base hits as this one misses for ball two. So four combined runs, four combined hits. So when you combine the runs and the hits, and it's still, you know, two-thirds of what the walks are, you know you're watching an interesting ball game as the 2-1 from Isaiah misses high. Ball three, it's 3-1. So Isaiah, at risk of proving me right as being a one-inning guy, he does have a handful of strikeouts to his name. Actually, just one on the evening, as the 3-1 pitch is grounded out towards second. Second baseman Crisantes up with it, flips over to McLaughlin, and that's the first out of the inning. Meanwhile, Ben McCabe moves over to third, scored 4-3 on the putout for the first out. So when I'm mentioning he has a handful of strikeouts, 46 strikeouts on the year now after the retiring of Felix Tena back in the sixth inning. So he's a strikeout pitcher, and with velocity like his, well, you can afford to not quite throw it anywhere, but you can afford to throw it in a few places you can't if you're throwing in the mid-90s. As the first pitch to Aiden Longwell, the top of the order back up, is taken for a strike. No balls and one strike. So we're talking fireballers here. And we'll take you around the league to check some scores in just a moment here. The 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's quickly nothing and two to Aiden Longwell. Longwell has walked in all three of his plate appearances. No official at-bats tonight for Longwell. As the 0-2 pitch is a fastball fouled off to the left side, and he was very behind on that one. And there is not a visible radar gun here as we have at Chukchansey Park, but if I had to guess, that one had to scratch a 98 or 99, as that was a fastball that Aiden Longwell was very behind on, and you don't typically see Longwell that far behind on a pitch. Did all he could to spoil that one as the pitch is fouled off again. This one goes to the backstop. So Longwell, again, no official at-bats in this ballgame. And he will hope to get a base hit as he currently has an 8-game hit streak. Has a home run, a triple, two doubles, three RBI, 7 runs scored during that hit streak as this one's grounded slowly down the first base line. It's going to be a tough play. And the pitcher picks it up, and Isaiah flips to first and gets the quick-running Longwell. Longwell grounded that ball down the line, and he really just kind of almost kept pace with it. Now, he will be credited with the RBI, as you're going to score that 1-3 on the putout, I believe. I'll have to check my box score in just a moment. But on the play, Ben McCabe does get in to score, and it's a 3-2 ball game. Base is clear now for the two-hitter, Caleb Hobson. And now the umpire is going to have a conversation here, and we'll kind of see what they have to talk about. Is, you know, really, in the first two ball games, we saw an interesting start to this series. The first ball game back on Tuesday, well, it was a Grizzlies win, and it was a big win. It was 10-4. But the ball game ended in the most interesting of ways when Yancel Luis, he swung at a pitch, grounded it about 2 feet in front of the plate. He kicked the ball, and that was the ball game. It was over. And to lead off the ball game on Wednesday, Caleb Hobson kicked the ball. And he was retired on batter interference. So we've seen some interesting things here. Two batter interference calls on two back-to-back plays, one to end a ball game, one to start a ball game. We've had three straight games where we're watching for a cycle. And then today, with a total of 16 unofficial at-bats with four hit-by-pitches and 12 walks between these two squads. As this one misses downstairs, it's Caleb Hobson, no balls and a strike. So these Grizzlies hoping to come from behind here. 3-2 our score now, top of the seventh. One run across for Fresno. Hobson strides in. He is 0-2 as this pitch misses, ball two. Hobson popped out in the first, walked in the second, and then struck out in the fifth. As Caleb Hobson, again, looking to pick up third in single-season stolen bases. I got it that time, and this one misses downstairs, ball three. And you better believe if Hobson reaches that he'll be thinking of going. As he will be the tying run if he's able to reach here. The 3-0 pitch from Isaiah, here it comes. And Hobson steps back and just watches this one flash across the zone for strike one. It's 3-1 now. Now again, if you're looking towards the dugouts, well, or towards the bullpens, excuse me, you can't see into them. You can see movements, but you can't quite see who it is in the bullpens. And I can't see anybody throwing as this one's fouled off of the plate. Count goes full to Hobson. So again, I can't see anyone throwing. I do see somebody walking around down that pen, but I don't see anybody actually throwing. I see some guys with their feet kicked up, but I do see somebody starting to move around down there in the Rawhide bullpen. But first, the 3-2 pitch from Isaiah to Hobson. Here it comes, swinging a fly ball foul over the crowd and on to Giddings Avenue. As this Rawhide game day staff tossing some keepsakes into the crowd. Well, folks, watch out. Don't catch a keepsake and miss a baseball. As the 3-2 pitch on the way from Isaiah once more. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Hobson's down on strike. Second strike out of the game for Isaiah. And that ends the inning. So the Grizzlies get one back here in the top of the seventh, but they still trail 3-2 here in Visalia. Two runs, one hit. Two errors for the Grizzlies. We'll be back from Visalia. Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Jency Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark as the crowd sings Sweet Caroline. Well, we'll bring you some scores from around the California League right now, some games that we're keeping an eye on. Well, Rancho just tied up San Jose in the top of the seventh. They're all tied up 3-3 now as the Grizzlies will continue to watch that game. But keep in mind, they got to take care of business here in Visalia. They're at risk of dropping another half game in the standings if they're able to, or if they can't come back and win this ball game. So, and Lake Elsinore currently beating Modesto, and Stockton all over Inland Empire, 11-2. So again, Lake Elsinore, of course, is right in the middle of a battle with these Visalia Rawhide as the first pitch to Christopher Torin is a strike. No balls and one strike. Torin takes this one for a ball. One ball and one strike. So Torin on the day. He is 0-1. He's also walked twice. Grounded out in the first inning, walked in the third, walked in the fifth. Now the 1-1 pitch on its way from the new arm, number 7, Nathan Blasick. Blasick, one of those draft picks. We'll get you some of his numbers in just a moment. So here's the pitch, 2-1. It is in there for a strike. 2 balls and 2 strikes from Nathan Blasick. We did see Blasick the other night, as here's the 2-2 pitch. It swung on and fouled off of the plate. And we'll do it again. So when Blasick in for the Grizzlies. And the other night, Nathan Blasick threw one inning of perfect ball. He came in and struck out the side in the 8th inning. As this is a called strike 3 now to Christopher Torin. And Torin not happy with the call. But the Grizzlies perfectly happy to take it for the first out here in the bottom of the 7th. So stretch time, and now stretch and walk your way back to the dugout, goes Christopher Torin. That's 4 consecutive strikeouts for Nathan Blasick. And now the first pitch to Demetrio Crisantes misses for ball 1, 1 ball and no strikes. Blasick, the number 19 draft pick for the Colorado Rockies in this year's draft, several weeks ago, out of University of New Orleans, as he misses with this one to Crisantes, ball 2. And again, dating back to Wednesday night, Blasick has now retired 4 consecutive batters on the strikeout. We've seen that several times. In fact, the other night, Hunter Mann, going back to Sunday's ballgame, had retired 5 straight until Tuesday evening. As this is ball 3 downstairs, and Crisantes at risk of being Blasick's first walk allowed. The 3-0 pitch, here it comes, and this one misses outside. So 4-pitch walk now for Blasick, and wouldn't you know it, another walk. So it seems like that is all either one of these squads have done, is walk batters left and right. As with Crisantes' walk, that is the 7th walk for the Rawhide. Grizzlies, on the other side of the scorecard, have 6 walks. That brings us to a total of 13 walks. As the first pitch to Angel Ortiz is downstairs, ball 1. And could we be in store for our 14th? If you're a Grizzlies fan or Grizzlies player or anything Grizzlies, you're hoping that instead of a walk, it's a double play, and they can walk back to the dugout. But instead, this one misses downstairs, and now we're going to have a mound visit from the catcher, Ben McCabe. So McCabe out to the mound now. And again, very wonky ball game so far, as they exchange words out there. And fans, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 7th, as this one misses inside for a ball. It's 3-0. So Blasick, after striking out 4 straight batters, is now at risk of walking 2 straight, as this one's in for a strike. It's a 3-1 count. So Blasick, again, dating back to Wednesday night, had struck out 4 consecutive batters before he gave up the walk to Crisantes just a moment ago. As the 3-1 pitch is grounded out towards second, it's going to be tough to get 2 as Mendez flips it over to first. And that's the 2nd out of the inning on the play. Crisantes moves over to second. But there are 2 away now for this Rawhide staff. Drew Jones strides in. And Jones, well, he was on cycle watch the other night, as he was a home run away from the cycle. A triple, double, single, and missed the homer. In fact, his last at bat back there on Wednesday night, Drew Jones flew out to center and flew out to deep center in his last at bat. He had all of us thinking maybe home run, maybe cycle, but we'll hope that blast it can put him on the spin cycle here, as the Grizzlies did last night, as he gets the first pitch across for strike one to Drew Jones, the number three prospect in this Diamondbacks organization. Of course, the son of Andrew Jones. As the 0-1 pitch to Jones, here it comes. Misses outside and goes all the way to the backstop, and that's going to advance the runner Crisantes over to third on the wild pitch. So first wild pitch for Blasic. And usually when you say a number like that that you're not 100% positive on, you check your notes really quickly, but you know, you don't really have to. When Blasic had struck out his first four batters, and the only other man he faced who he did not strike out was Dimitri Crisantes, who took ball four earlier this inning. And then he got Angel Ortiz to ground out. This next pitch misses for ball two. It's 2-1 with two away. So again, three runs, three hits, no errors for the Rawhide. Two runs, one hit, two errors for the Grizzlies. 3-2, our score. 3-2. And that one's in there for a strike. 2-2. So these Grizzlies looking to dance out of danger here. They've done that several times already in this ballgame. And working their way around all those walks. Really, with all these walks, it is a shock that the score is as low as it is. As the 2-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Blasic back on track with a strikeout. His second of the inning. And the inning is over. So Grizzlies able to get the Rawhide to strand the runner at third. We'll be back, top of the eighth inning. 3-2, Grizzlies trail. They hope to bounce back here from Valley Strong Ballpark.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno Steak Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno Steak Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. New arm for the Rawhide. And brand new arm for the Rawhide is Luke Craig, in for his first appearance. Actually, excuse me, fifth appearance for Luke Craig. Craig in for his fifth appearance. No record so far. 2.25 earned run average. He's got one save and one opportunity. He's walked two, struck out six. The young lefty, Luke Craig, 6'2", 205, the 23-year-old. Wearing number 32, facing off against Braylon Wimmer to lead off the top of the eighth. And he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. So, Grizzlies hope to get some energy back into these bats here in the top of the eighth inning. And a good hitter to start that energy with is Braylon Wimmer. Wimmer fouls this one back to the screen. Counts 1-1. Wimmer, 1-for-2. Singled back in the first inning. Walked in the second. And then grounded out in the fifth. And ground out went 6-3. In the fifth inning, as Wimmer grounded out to his opposite number, Christopher Torin out there at short. Wimmer playing at shortstop today for the Grizzlies. The 1-1 pitch is outside, ball two. And he's ahead in the count, 2-1. So again, it's very convenient, you know, having the press box here in Visalia with your visiting booth right next to your home booth. We're communicating throughout the whole game. Shouting out pitchers towards one another. Luke Craig, the new arm, the lefty, and he deals this one, and Wimmer fouls this one. A stinging foul line drive to the left side and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Again, if you've never been here to Valley Strong Ballpark, well, I suggest you come out for one of the final two games of this series. As the 2-2 pitch is in there, strike three, and Wimmer knew it. He's not happy with himself, and that's the first out of the inning. So again, fans, be sure to come out to the ballpark at Chickchansey on Monday. We've moved the ball game up. It's going to be at 4:05 on Monday as Blake Wright stands in. But if you've got a few extra minutes, just head about 45 minutes south here. Ball game tomorrow starts at 6:30. Grizzlies would love to have your support as the first pitch to Blake Wright misses outside for ball one. Grizzlies will be back on it on Sunday, 12:05 start. And we'll see if we can see a birthday boy sighting as Tyler Hoffman will celebrate his 23rd birthday on Sunday. And the Grizzlies, of course, hoping to keep this from becoming a series tie as this one is in there for a strike. One ball and one strike from the new arm, Luke Craig. So 1-1, the count with one out. Blake Wright at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul straight back towards me. And the netting saves my life once again. So as a broadcaster, I don't bring my glove to the park. I always suggest you bring your glove to the park. It's really what you should do if you're coming to a ball game, just in case that foul gets into the stands. Who knows? You might end up on SportsCenter. We've seen that a few times. Top plays made by a fan in the crowd. As Wright calls time, and now he's back in the box. Behind in the count, one ball, two strikes, is Blake Wright. And 444 coming in, two home runs, 10 runs batted in, and he won't increase that total at all in this at-bat as he swings and misses, and he's the second out of the inning. So the Grizzlies quickly running out of outs as Tommy Hopfe comes in. Hopfe is 0-for-2. He was hit by a pitch back in the first inning, grounded out in the third, and flew out in the sixth. The switch hitter stands in right-handed now against the lefty Craig. First pitch to Hopfe is lined into the air left into center field, and Drew Jones underneath it makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So the Grizzlies continue to struggle here. Head to the bottom of the eighth. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, the FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Life app. We'll be back from Visalia.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special two for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Just underway here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a ground ball to third base. Blake Wright, a nice play, ranging to his left, throws to first to retire the leadoff man, Kenny Castillo, one down. Scored 5-3 on the putout against the new arm, Fidel Ulloa. Ulloa pitching now in his eighth game. He's got a record of 1-1, a 4.76 earned run average. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 5 strikeouts on the year. He's 6'2", 205 right-handed. pitcher, age 21 years of age, gets this first pitch against Ben McLaughlin for a strike. It's no balls and a strike. So Ulloa on 0-1, here's the pitch. It is just inside, and it's a ball. So Ulloa, another draft pick, seventh round pick for the Rockies this year. Out of Lodi, just a little north of Fresno, about 2 hours north of Fresno. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt, and it's ball 2-2-1. So this Grizzly squad has been held really listless here in this game as they've got one hit, two runs, one hit, and two errors. As this one's grounded right back to the mound, and actually I think that went off the battery. Yes, it did. It's a foul ball as that goes off the leg of Ben McLaughlin. And it always seems to find the one spot that that protective shin guard is not. I think that got him just to the right of where that shin guard is supposed to do its duty. And he is walking around trying to get the blood flow again, shake out the sparkles in the leg, get that tingly feeling that you do not want to have if you're a ball player. And he's going to gingerly step back to the plate. And of course, the Rawhide, probably eager to get an insurance run here as the Grizzlies, hoping that Ulloa is able to stop any thoughts of that as this pitch is fouled off to the left side over towards the parking lot. And it's going to remain one ball, two strikes. Fans, experience the ultimate party at Chukchansi. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Saloon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchansiGold.com. This one misses for a ball. It's two balls, two strikes. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansi Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon, and we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth inning. So 2-2 on the way. Here it comes. And it's just outside. And actually, I think that was ball three. Apparently, that was ball four. The scoreboard here is wrong. And now I'm checking my GameCast. And, well, GameCast had that as ball three as well. Sure, he's down there at first base. Either way, runner on with yet another walk. As Ben McLaughlin now stands at first. And now we're going to have a meeting here by the plate. And we'll see what's going on. I think we're going to have a pinch hitter now. Yes, we will have a pinch hitter. It's number 11, Modefi Marte, who came in and threw an inning of work yesterday. Yes, you heard me correctly. That's a position player who threw an inning of work yesterday. And frankly, he was the most efficient arm in yesterday's ballgame for the hometown Rawhide. Adonis Perez, well, he gave up 5 earned runs. Jake Fitzgibbons gave up 2. Rocco Reed gave up 3 earned runs. Shane Telfer didn't give up an earned run, but he gave up 1 run. And Modefi Marte came in, and he closed out top of the ninth, scoreless. As the first pitch from Ulloa to Ruben Santana is taken for a strike. No balls and one strike. Marte leading off first. He looks primed and ready to go as this pitch misses inside. And Santana spins out of the way. So again, Modefi Marte down there at first base. So the count's 1-1 to Santana. He came in at 221. Average has gone down a tick now as he has walked once and struck out twice. This one's upstairs, and it's ball 2. So runner on first, one out. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, Grizzlies hoping to make something happen at the top of the ninth. It's been a very quiet evening for the Grizzlies lineup as this one misses inside, and it's ball 3. 3-1 in Ulloa in a little bit of trouble now. So we'll take a look at Marte down there at first base. He does have 8 stolen bases on the year. As we look towards the top of the ninth inning as this one misses ball 4. And Marte heads down to second. Santana heads down to first. And that is yet another walk. So again, we look towards the top of the ninth inning. Felix Tena, Luis Mendez, and Ben McCabe due up in the top of the ninth. Last chance for the Grizzlies. These 6, 7, 8 hitters for your Grizzlies squad. And that is the ninth walk that the Rawhide have drawn this evening. Actually, tenth walk that the Rawhide have drawn this evening. With Adrian De Leon now at the plate. De Leon strides in. And that 10th walk matches, actually it is the most walks by the Grizzlies pitching staff this year, as the clock is reset now. First pitch to De Leon is taken for a strike. No balls and a strike. And this is where you want the Grizzlies to get a good ground ball double play to pump them up in the dugout so they can come out and get at least one run across in the top of the ninth inning. And keep in mind, Felix Tena has homered in back-to-back ballgames. He leads off the top of the ninth as this one is in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, McCabe, and count moves to 1-1. So again, Tena, you know, he's homered in his last two ballgames. We'll see if he can maybe have lightning strike three times in the same place. They say lightning doesn't strike twice. Well, it did last night, so there's no reason lightning can't strike thrice. As the 1-1 pitch on the way from Ulloa, here it is. It's upstairs. Ball two. And that's not where you want to miss if you're Ulloa. This crowd getting loud. As they're trying to rattle the young right-hander. California native, the 2-1 pitch. And this one's upstairs. And Ulloa trying to do a little too much with this one, it seems. As it's a 3-1 count now to Adrian De Leon. And a tough spot in the lineup as the top of the order due up next, Anderson Rojas. So this is right where you want to get this guy to ground into a double play. De Leon, not the fleetest of foot. Medefi Marte leads off second. Ruben Santana leads off first. This is a called strike, and the count goes full. Now play a little strategy here. If you're the Grizzlies, you're hoping for a double play. But you also got to watch out as now Adrian De Leon calls time. You got to watch out for the double steal in this spot, too. And you're thinking they may potentially send the runners here, especially with Marte, who has eight stolen bases at second. So Blake Wright's got to be ready to feed a throw down there at third. Although the man standing at first base, Ruben Santana, the slower of the two runners. You can take your pick, and we'll see if they go. The 3-2 pitch with one out. Here it comes. Runners stay put, and it's in the dirt. Ball four, and the bases are loaded for the top of the order. 11th walk of the ball game. Third straight walk now for Fidel Ulloa, and that's going to draw a mound visit from the Grizzlies pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan. So we already had that Grizzlies season high of walks of 10 just a moment ago. Now it's up to 11. Well, we're breaking records in ways that you don't want to break records. So they have as many walks in tonight's ballgame as runs than they had in last night's ballgame. That's something that you usually are not going to have this close of a game in. So frankly, the Grizzlies have done a very good job keeping it close, all things considered. But you have to put up runs for your pitching squad, and you can't put up runs if you don't get any base hits. Actually, I'm counting wrong here. It's 10 walks. I'm just a step ahead of myself all evening. But either way, it is still a season high as we are here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now, taking a look around the league also, San Jose with the bases loaded also in the bottom of the eighth inning. They are tied 3-3. Rancho with only one out against them. So the Grizzlies looking at all sorts of hurt right now as the first pitch to Anderson Rojas is fouled off of the plate. And it's no balls and one strike. So again, looking around the league, Lake Elsinore leads Modesto top of the ninth. 6-3 with one out. Stockton all over Inland Empire. 11-2. They're heading towards the bottom of the seventh in Stockton as the 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. And now a throw down to third. And they got him at third. Throw down to third, and they get Modefi Marte leaning for the second out. A snap throw to third base, a great decision by the catcher, Ben McCabe. He saw that guy on third leaning, and that's the second out of the inning. And maybe that's the energy that this Grizzlies squad needs to get back in this ballgame. 0-2 the count to Anderson Rojas. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that's the inning. We head to the top of the ninth. Last chance for the Grizzlies. 3-2 Rawhide lead from Visalia. I'm Ben Hensley filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back, hopefully, with a Grizzlies comeback.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Top of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Grizzlies against the new arm and the good arm of Alexis Libano. Libano on the year 4-5 with a 5.57 earned run average. Libano wearing number 29, right-handed pitcher, 6'1", 175. He has 7 saves on the year, 32 innings pitched, 46 strikeouts. And we bring you back a little early here to give you some scores from around the league. San Jose has just taken a 4-3 lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. So again, the Grizzlies watching that game. That's in the bottom of the eighth. Also still on the scoreboard, 11-2. Stockton leads Inland Empire in the bottom of the seventh. And it has gone final. Lake Elsinore has defeated Modesto 6-3 in Lake Elsinore. So, 6-7-8 hitters for the Grizzlies as they hope to spoil this party in Visalia. It got loud between innings in this 3-2 ball game. The Grizzlies looking to at least double that hit total as Felix Tena strides in. Tena, of course, the hero from the last several nights. He's homered in the last two ball games. Comes in hitting .242. 4 home runs, 54 runs batted in. The first pitch to him is just outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Tena 0-2. Grounded out in the third. Struck out in the sixth. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning. As the 1-0 pitch, here it comes, swinging a fly ball into center field. It's shallow center field, coming on, Drew Jones, he dives, he slides, he makes the catch. And a great catch by Drew Jones to lead off this inning. He came on hard and ended up going all the way down into a slide, making that catch. And I thought that ball was going to drop, but Drew Jones showing off the defensive flair out there in center field for the first out of the inning. That brings up Luis Mendez. Mendez with 5 home runs on the year, 32 RBI. First pitch to him is in there for a strike. It's nothing and one. So Drew Jones showing off his speed and his glove out there in center field as Tena on a sinking fly ball to center is retired for the first out. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. And the count's quickly nothing and two to Mendez. And the Grizzlies quickly here in the top of the ninth looking like that wind has taken out of their sails. They had a very good job coming out of that bottom of the eighth inning with no runs scored after a snap pickoff to throw to third, as this one's a called strike three. And on three pitches, Luis Mendez is down on strikes. So Grizzlies down to their last out here. And now we will have a pinch hitter. It's going to be Juan Castillo standing in for Ben McCabe, as he is the last chance for the Grizzlies. So Juan Castillo strides in as the umpires write it down in their scorebook, as we hope to see the Grizzlies at least tie this ball game up. And if you're Juan Castillo, you know, you want to be the hero, but what you have to do is at least keep the carousel going as the first pitch is outside for ball one. So if you're Castillo, your objective here is to get on base. You are the tying run. So you don't sell out for the home run. If you stumble into it, you stumble into it. The first pitch was a ball. The next pitch is a strike. Counts 1-1. Alexis Libano. Libano, 9 saves in his minor league career, 7 of them coming this year. The 1-1 pitch is fouled off of the plate, and the Grizzlies are down to their last strike. So Castillo trying to keep this one alive for the Grizzlies. 2 runs, only 1 hit on the evening for Fresno. A tough, tough game at the plate for Fresno as he calls time now. Castillo calls time. And now he's going to discuss something with the umpire. I'm not sure what they're saying over there as he points out towards the mound. And it's 1-2. I think he was pointing at the scoreboard. That's 1-2 count. As here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. And that will end this ball game. So the Grizzlies drop game 4 this series, 3-2 in an offensive absence. 2 runs, 1 hit, 2 errors, final line for the Grizzlies. 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Rawhide in what you can only describe as a very interesting pitcher's duel. We'll be back after this with final line scores from around the league and the standings in the California League.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Fresno State Night returns to Chuck Chancy Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2-for-$10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies drop game 4 of the 6-game set in an offensive absence. 2 runs and only 1 hit for your Fresno Grizzlies, as we'll take a look at the final lines here. First for the victorious Rawhide, they had 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors. As the Grizzlies, again, 2 runs, 1 hit, and 2 errors. A total of 4 hits between these two teams. Very lackluster ballgame if you came out looking for the same type of offense that you came out for last night in the 11-2 win for Fresno. The ballgame has gone final. Take you around the league before we take a look at the final score here. As San Jose, again, the Grizzlies keeping a close eye on that game. San Jose is currently leading against Rancho Cucamonga in the top of the ninth, 4-3. But the Quakes are threatening. There are 2 runners on, first and second, with nobody out. So we'll have to keep an eye on that game until the end of our broadcast here. If it goes final, we'll let you know all about it. Also around the league, Stockton is ahead of Inland Empire 11-2. They are in the top of the eighth, and it's gone final in Lake Elsinore. Lake Elsinore is a 6-3 victorious game over the Modesto Nuts. So again, back to our game here. The Grizzlies drop this ball game. We're going to take a look at the final stats here. The Grizzlies' 1 hit belonged to Braylon Wimmer, and it was all the way back in the first inning. So you got to go all the way back to when the sun was still out to see when the Grizzlies had their only hit of the ball game, and that was not even an RBI hit. The Grizzlies scored their only run on a hit by pitch when Felix Tena was hit by the pitch. Tena, after being hit, was able to get the run to come across, as currently GameCast shows Longwell with the RBI. However, that RBI was for Tenna. So, end of this game. Winning pitcher Casey Anderson. He went five innings, allowed only one hit, one run. It was not earned. On five walks, four strikeouts. The loss goes to McCade Brown. He falls to 0-2. He went two and two-thirds inning, allowed one hit, one run. It was earned. Four walks and four strikeouts. Those four walks were his career high. So, taking you through, again, this ballgame, that one run for the Grizzlies. They scored first, and they've jumped out to early leads here in all four of their ballgames now, but today they weren't able to do anything with it as the Rawhide came back, scored a run in the bottom of the third after a Tommy Hopfe error in left field allowed the run to score, tying the ballgame up. We headed to the bottom of the fifth inning, and two more runs scored after the Rawhide were able to get Demetrio Crisantes to single on a live drive to Hopfe. That was where the error was. You'll have to excuse me. The error in the third inning was by McCade Brown. He threw the ball over towards second. It went into center field, and that allowed Christopher Torin to score. Then again, we head to the fifth inning, and that's where the Tommy Hopfe error was. The Hopfe error did allow Christopher Torin to score once. Again, he scored two runs on the evening. After that, Angel Ortiz singled on a live drive to Hopfe. Hopfe played that one, however, Crisantes was able to score. We headed to the top of the seventh. Aiden Longwell grounded out to Edgar Isaya. Ben McLaughlin made the out at first, and Ben McCabe scored the run, and that was all there was in this ballgame. So very little offense in this game for either side, and the story of this ballgame was the walks and the hit-by-pitches. Again, we had four hit-by-pitches, but between the two squads, there were a combined 16 walks. Now, also, there were a combined 21 strikeouts. So this game, a very interesting ballgame if you're into the statistics, but if you're a Grizzlies fan, you're coming away a little disappointed as this ballgame does not go the way of your Fresno squad. Now, again, let's take a look around the league as we're going to keep up with this as long as we can. There's one out in the top of the ninth inning. San Jose is still leading 4-3, but Rancho Cucamonga has loaded the bases. So again, the Grizzlies hoping that Rancho is able to come back from that game and limit the damage in the California North Division standings. The Grizzlies came in, of course, seven games back of the San Jose Giants in the second half of the season. The Modesto Nuts were tied with them. However, after Modesto dropped that game, they will fall back as well. So the Grizzlies hoping that they're able to pick up at least half a game on San Jose. As we head to the other side, Visalia, now 2.5 games back of Lake Elsinore. They're going to pull in front. They're going to be 1.5 games behind after this ballgame. So again, thank you for joining me here from Visalia. If you are still listening, make sure you come out to the ballgame on Monday. The time has been moved up. A 4:05 start against those San Jose Giants. Should be a great matchup. Great Labor Day matchup. Make sure you come out to that ballgame 4:05. Thank you for listening to Grizzlies Baseball. My name is Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back tomorrow with more Grizzlies Baseball.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid Powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.